Why is there a fixed liturgy to the Amidah? After all, if I meant to pray to God with focus and intention, shouldn't I use my own personal words and not words that were written by others long ago? In Parshat Pinchas, we read of the daily sacrifice that was offered on the altar. Two lambs were offered every day, one in the morning and one in the evening before nightfall. Numbers 28:3-4. It did not matter what day it was, whether it was a normal weekday, Shabbat, or Yom Kippur, these lambs were always offered. Indeed, the name of the sacrifice is Tamid, which means always. Our rabbis link this sacrifice directly to the daily Amidah in the Yerushalmi. Quote, the rabbi said, they derive the Amidot from the Tamid sacrifices, the morning Amidah from the morning Tamid sacrifice, the first lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the Mincha Amidah from the evening Tamid sacrifice, the second lamb you shall offer in the evening. Once we understand that the Amidah was meant to be viewed in the spirit of the Tamid sacrifice, we can understand better how the rabbis envisioned the quintessential prayer of Judaism. First, the Tamid is offered consistently no matter what. It does not depend on our personal feelings and whether or not we feel inspired. Rather, it is a reliable and predictable offering that happens twice every day. The lambs of the Tamid sacrifice were ideally meant to be identical in appearance and monetary value. The morning lamb should be no different from the evening lamb. The Talmud even considers the possibility that people might want to offer both lambs in the morning or both lambs in the evening. This is why the verse is so specific, to teach us to offer one in the morning and one in the evening, no more and no less. This model of prayer is one in which we are called to pray consistently without variety in our offerings to God, which now take the form of words of prayer instead of lambs. It expresses the ongoing and everlasting connection with God that will not dissipate or waver. Why was the Tamid sacrifice offered at these particular times of day? The Talmud teaches that the sacrifice was done opposite the position of the sun. In the morning, when the sun was rising in the east, the offering was made on the northwest corner of the altar. In the evening, when the sun was setting in the west, the offering was made on the northeast corner of the altar. What was the reason for offering the sacrifice opposite the sun? To draw people away from the temptation to worship the sun, especially at its transitional moments, sunrise and sunset. The Torah Tamima teaches, quote, the entire point and purpose of the Tamid sacrifices was to draw the hearts of the Jewish people away from worshiping the sun. Therefore, the reason that the morning Tamid is sacrificed on the western corner of the altar and the evening Tamid is sacrificed on the eastern corner was so that they would turn away from the day, that is, they would turn their backs on the sun. In this way, the desire to worship the sun would be weakened. In this understanding, we are called twice a day to reject the temptation of idolatry and thus to literally turn our backs on the sun. Critically, the Tamid sacrifice is a public sacrifice, not an individual offering. It expresses a national struggle that is ongoing. Worshipping the sun was a problem for the entire Jewish people and was addressed as such. Similarly, the fixed words of the Amidah liturgy represent the national issues that the Jewish people is or ought to be focused on. Its content is not meant to be determined by individual needs or circumstances. And yet, the fixed liturgy was never the entire story with Jewish prayer. Starting from the time of the Mishnah, we are warned that fixed words are no substitute for tachanunim, individual supplications. As the Mishnah says, quote, Rabbi Eliezer says, one who makes his Amidah fixed, his Amidah is not supplications. The fixed liturgy is the required portion meant to mirror the national daily sacrifice. But the Amidah must also contain moments of specific personal prayers. Indeed, while the early rabbis debate where exactly to add in these personal prayers, before, after, or in the middle of the Amidah are options, all of them understand that people should give voice to personal needs in the context of the fixed liturgy. In the words of one Amora in the Yerushalmi, Rav Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, one must innovate something new in the Amidah every day. How does this dynamic of integrating fixed and personal prayers play out? For certain needs, we are meant to add personal prayers in the context of specific blessings, such as the one for healing or income. But most of these personal prayers are reserved for the end of the Amidah in the service we know as Tachanun, literally supplications. Although today there are, ironically, fixed words for this service, originally it was an open container where people were meant to recite their own personal prayers. The Or Chor Chaim teaches, quote, "After the morning and afternoon Amidah, one falls on one's face and prays whatever supplications they desire." The Talmud reports numerous personal prayers recited by various rabbis following the Amidah, modeling this aspect of prayer. The Tamid sacrifice helps us understand the nature of the Amidah, but it is only part of the picture. Jewish prayer generally, and the Amidah specifically, is an intertwining of these two elements, fixed liturgy, keva, and personal prayers, tachanunim. One without the other leaves our prayer life incomplete. If we never recited fixed words, we would not have the experience of sharing national needs, hopes, and aspirations in prayer. And if we never recited our own personal prayers, we would deny ourselves the opportunity to speak directly from our heart based on our own specific circumstances. The full experience of Jewish prayer is the combination of the regular, unwavering, consistent offering with the personal, varied, and specific prayers of our heart. Shabbat Shalom.